Hello. Hello, and welcome to another episode of The Age of Aquarius, and I'll be your host, as always, Kenosha Amen. Well, just wanted to come to you today. You know, I always share different messages, or pretty much the same message, talking about the weather and how things are affecting us. But I also want to speak with you today about, just maintaining. You know, it's kind of hard out here in the world that we're going through. It's not a bed of roses. There's, like I said, the Age of Aquarius is going to have the ups and downs. We're definitely in the shift, and it's the magnetic pole shift. But in all things, I just want you to stay motivated, stay uplifted as best you can. Do the things you do that you know to do to make you happy, to make you satisfied. Not so much giving in to just pleasure for pleasure's sake, but do the things that are going to make you feel happy and help you get through these things that we're going through in the world. Pay attention to your dreams. Your dreams will be messages coming from your spirit, from your subconscious mind. And those messages are letting you know what's to come for yourself and maybe for the world around you. I know for myself, last night, I had a dream about, three planes. Yeah, I pay attention to the numbers, and it's not so much the events that are taking place in the dream, the dreams that we have, but it's the numbers, the symbology of the vehicles or the people, the places, you know, the nouns, the person, places, or things that take place in our dreams, and whether we're interacting with the dream or whether we're just observing it. So pay attention to those messages. I'm pretty sure a lot of us have been getting and having a lot of dreams, a lot of coincidences, synchronicities taking place. So pay attention to those. I had a particular dream. I was like in the dream stepping outside of my home, and there were like two airplanes, three actually. Two of them were flying kind of low enough where I could see the bottom of the aircrafts. The third one, so two planes flew by, and they flew by kind of low, and they had no problems. The third plane kind of like dipped low underneath power lines, tried to make a tight turn, and then it like crashed. And I was just trying to figure out the significance of that. I don't know if the number three had something to do with, you know, today, I believe, is the 3rd of February, so I don't know if that three had anything of significance. But, I don't know. It just felt weird. It felt like it was some type of significance. I don't know if any of you have been having any type of dreams that just feel kind of weird, out of place, or feel like they're just giving you some kind of message, but I would just say hold on to them. Write a journal. Take them down in a journal and see what they mean for you. I'm not really sure. I've never considered myself any type of prophet or anything like that. Definitely not. I pay attention to patterns, synchronicities, and coincidences, patterns that I see in my life, and try and connect them to the bigger patterns happening in the world, mainly through the weather and other events, and just see how they connect to me. I just have a feeling like tomorrow is going to be a significant day. February 4th, I feel like it's going to be a significant, or something in the window of February 4th. So, you know, things usually happen in a 3-day window. So you usually have 3 days leading up to an event. 3 days leading up to an energy portal, an event, a day. And then 3 days afterwards where whatever came through that portal of energy plays out on the world stage. So I think, maybe the 4th of February will be significant for the stock market or the world stock markets in general. I'm not really sure. Don't know. Just a hunch, just a feeling. I would say if you are a person traveling in, on, or around water, just be careful around the water. You know, obviously there are different places around the world that are experiencing, you know, huge amounts of flooding. So that goes without saying. But yeah, just be careful if you're on boats or if you're in boating, if you're in places that are getting hit with snow. Well, snow is just another form of water. It's just frozen. So be careful around the snow and with these ice storms and the floods taking place, or if you're just traveling by boat. I would also say, you know, keep your money close to your chest. I don't know. Maybe this week, starting on February 4th, there's going to be something significant for the markets in general. Hopefully not, because, man, we've been getting battered left and right. Everybody's been taking hits, so we really can't afford anything like that. But overall, even if something happens, being that we're in the age of Aquarius, even though things look bleak and grim, they all work out for the better good. So if something is going to happen tomorrow, just say, again, keep your vibrations high, keep your motivation high, and keep focused on things that bring you joy and bring you happiness. Keep your friends and associates that you consider closer to you. Be of good cheer, or what can I say? Just have an open ear for people who are around you. People are really hurting out here in the world, and you never know. Certain words that you say may be like, it's a lot of us, myself included, in a lot of ways. You know, we have on a smile, we have on a mask, so to speak, and everything seems fine, but on the inside, you know, myself, you, or people that you know might be hurting, and it might actually be reaching out for help in their own way, but don't really know how to reach out. So you have to be mindful of the words that you say to people, because your words may be that life raft that someone needs. A joke, a smile, a little pep talk, I don't know, saying something nice. Seems like the world is kind of hard up to, you know, speak kind words to each other. It's like we've been programmed not to do that. But yeah, I would say do that. And you never know, you can help somebody make it through a rough time. So yeah, that's kind of like the message I wanted to bring. It, you know, it does seem like to me something significant is going to happen. Maybe starting this evening, moving in through the day tomorrow. I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm just grasping at straws, but I would say don't risk any finance if you don't have to. I am not a stock market guru or professional financier or a person who's a certified financial assistance or anything like that, but I would just say, just my instincts are saying, just be more careful, not afraid, but cautious and strategic with the financial ventures that you allow yourself to become a part of, you know, starting tomorrow, starting this evening, and just watch what's going on throughout the week. These weather patterns, like I said, it's fluctuations of extreme weather. You know, the artist Erykah Badu, one time she put out a song called On and On when she first came out. In Erykah Badu's song On and On, she spoke about, and this is like back in 1995, she actually sang about the extreme weather patterns back then. You know, so yeah, she spoke about it getting hotter in the fall, you know, or it's hotter in the wintertime, colder in the fall, something like that, where what you expect as being the norm as far as weather patterns, it's going to be the opposite. And we also see this taking place in geographical locations. I mean, right now we've got a snowstorm hitting, and it's extreme. Yeah, people are glad for the snowstorm, for the winter, so to speak, but it's extreme, which leads me to believe that when the spring and the summer comes around, it's going to be even more extreme on that level. So keep your eyes open for that while you're paying attention to your dreams and monitoring what your dreams say. Write it down, draw it. You don't have to write it. Sometimes it helps you to draw it. You know, listen to some good music, meditate, do yoga or anything that's going to help you move that chi, move that energy through your body. I would suggest doing that. Also, connect to the land. Connect to the land. The land is not just a soil that we walk on top of. It's the mother. It's the great cosmic mother. So you should connect to Mother Earth. So what I'm saying is, if you feel like you are lacking in inspiration, if you're a creative person, business person, whatever it is that you feel like you want to do or that you like to do, and you feel like you're missing inspiration, Mother Earth is always reaching out to you. Just picture like roots coming up from the earth. And, you know, social media or a lot of the technology that we have has our attention focused away from Earth, and our roots coming from us are intertwined with our technology. It's okay to have some of our roots intertwined with technology, but the bulk of our energy should be connected to the earth. Wherever we live, wherever we reside, there is Mother Earth. We can't escape her, just like we can't escape Father Sky. So when you begin to put some of your attention and focus on the earth, she, who is always reaching out to you, will then intertwine her roots with your roots, and your roots being your thoughts, your focus. And then all of a sudden, your dreams will become more enhanced, more powerful, more meaningful, and inspiration will just spring up within you. So if you're a creative person or an inventor or something, anything that you like to do or want to do or aspire to do, Mother Earth will give you the energy to do it. Just give you the motivation to do it, give you the inspiration to do it. So connect with the land wherever you are living right now. You know, even if you have to go outside, and if you can, if it's not raining or flooding or extremely cold, you know, take off your shoes if you have land available, and take off the socks and plant your feet in the ground, touch the grass, touch the trees, touch whatever is connected with the earth and become connected to her. If you can't do that because of weather, just the mere act of thinking about Mother Earth and turning to her will connect you to her. And then your abilities, I'm not talking about like, you know, superhero abilities. I'm talking about the gifts that you have, whatever those are. I'm just going to put that there. Whatever your gifts are, Mother Earth will allow those to be brought out of you when you connect to her. And then, of course, looking up to the sky, connecting to the sun and the stars, that is our father element. And so the cosmic radiations from the sun will always be bathing us, even if it's cloudy. We're still being covered with that energy. So we're getting it from, you know, from our father and from our mother. And that's what we're supposed to do. So just wanted to bring this message to you guys. Keep your eyes on tomorrow. Be cautious and aware of your surroundings. Follow your intuition. And let that guide you tomorrow. Don't be so rash or do something on spur of the moment. You know, your intuition will never lead you astray in spur of the moment. Your intuition always speaks to us in a small, still voice, telling us what to do and also warning us what not to do. So for some reason, I'm just saying tomorrow, just mind your finances, mind your investments, mind yourself and your surroundings. Everything is going to be fine. It's going to be a little bumpy. Who knows what nature is going to bring. We've already got the storms. Not really sure about earthquakes or anything like that. Maybe. Who knows? But perhaps that's connected with the dream that I had. But I don't know. Something crashing, something sudden. You know, so that's all I have to share with you guys. Not out of fear, but out of awareness. Keep your vibrations high. Keep your consciousness your heart connected with Mother Earth and Father Sky, wherever you happen to be. And once again, this is the Age of Aquarius, and I'm your host, Kenosha Amen. signing off.